plate a potential nugget.
And just maybe moving forward, you went to IMA. Good to be talking to a fellow alumnus. I'm curious about how people think about their first transition after education, right? In a lot of cases, people work and come, but a lot of us came in without prior work experience. You joined Ferguson's and later went to banking, but maybe just to pause at that point in time, having walked the path of banking and having spent some time at Ferguson's, what's your, if you went back in time and spoke to that Falguni who was entering the placement season, what advice would you give her in terms of how to think about the choice?
I think in many ways, Ferguson's to me, I think was a mistake. It was a good place to learn. Consulting is a good place to learn early skills. And also it gives you exposure to a lot of senior, you know, as we call it, the CXOs, because you're dealing with them. And I think those are the two benefits of a consulting organization. And within that, Ferguson's was one of the best. However, very soon in my career, I realized that I wanted to be in finance. I think those days, simplistically, it was because it paid well. So it was like, okay, now I need to move to finance. And I had a choice of being in finance from day one. But at that point, I chose consulting. So I think a few years later, and by then I had kids, so I waited for a couple of years because I told myself that till my children are 3 years old, I won't change my job. I'll try and be in the same organization. So I waited for a bit, and as they became 3 years old, I was itching to move to finance.
Interesting. And also, a related question, Falguni, is what is the reflection that people could go through to say, you know, should I go down the consulting path or banking path or something else? You know, if you went back in time at IMA, did you have enough lead indicators to say that you would like a career in finance?
No, when I was very young, you know, when I graduated, I was not even, I was all of 22. So I don't think I was taking very great decisions, you know. I chose IMA over US MBA, not for very strong reasons, but just, you know, I think I took many decisions just by myself because in our family, I was one of the eldest, you know, in the family, extended family also. So there was no really advice coming from older cousins or anybody. So I used to take pretty suboptimal decisions in my early career. But I think things came easily to me. And even like I told you that when I thought of, I had told myself that after my children are three, I'll switch. And after celebrating their birthday for 3 years old, birthday, third birthday, I came back to work. Because, you know, children's birthday are early in the evening. So I came back to work and I was sitting on my desk.
That same day?
The same day.
Wow.
And I was sitting on my desk and I got an incoming call from Kotak saying, you know, we would like you to join us, you know. So I think I didn't even make my CV and the job came along. And by then, Kotak was quite a proven organization. So my other colleagues from IIM were there. So I knew the culture. And I was quite open-minded. They didn't have a specific job role for me. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll join, you know. I think Uday gave me some choice of 7 jobs. And by the time I joined, I think one of them had cleared up. So I said, but once I make up my mind, that's how I am. I don't really go into nitty-gritty of what exactly I'll be doing. I'm very open, you know, open person. Like, I mean, I'll take open-ended risks.
It is interesting that Falguni says that while she made some mistakes, she often made those choices on her own. In my research on this topic, my observations given the advisory work I do with leaders and my reflections of the podcast, I do feel that we live in an age where developing a steering wheel has become almost as important or possibly even more important than the engine. Often, a lot of the education we receive is about sharpening our toolkit and building a sound engine. But with multiplicity of careers and divergence of paths, there are just too many forks in the road. Even one of my earlier guests, Pramod Sinha, spoke about how parents should stop worrying about getting the right decision and focus more on the child developing the navigational capability.
If you end up on the other side where the person doesn't know, I then start by saying, listen, it's good that you, it's okay that you don't know. There's nothing wrong with that because otherwise people are under pressure that they are confused or they don't know.
They ought to know the answer.
They ought to know and how come they don't know and so on. So taking that pressure off and then helping them understand that honestly, what you specialize in will not matter. In fact, this whole thing about, you know, specializing in a subject and then being in a career, and the line to that, as you know, is tenuous. It happens sometimes, but increasingly happens less and less. And so while it's important to major in something, it's not really that important to major in the right thing.
That's a good point.
Like riding a bicycle? I'm sure there are some mistakes that students will make, but allowing that to happen and installing a robust steering wheel is possibly more important than micromanaging the decision that could lead to individual feeling lost in the open seas in a couple of years once they set sail. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section on the website. If you want to listen offline, say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride, you could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Savan, and most of the platforms. If you find the content purposeful, you could help in two very tangible ways. One, you could rate and review it on iTunes or the platform where you're accessing it. Two, you could share it with people that you think could benefit from this content. You could also sign up to receive emailers when I upload new content to the website, playtopotential.com. To know more about my leadership and transition advisory work, you could visit the About section at playtopotential.com or visit transitioninsight.com for more details. Thank you.